This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. One thing that I think that we will start seeing more of is farm bankruptcies. The dairy industry got past its Armageddon to the other side, so that bankruptcies in the dairy industry, which had made up most of them recently, will decline significantly. It helps immensely when you make money. It will be other sectors, hog, corn, and other farmers now producing at losses, that will find that they cannot pay cash rents, make money off of cheap corn, and live even with government subsidies. Some gunners who have been paying $350 an acre plus cash rent are going to go down as risk management can only cover so much. Their plan was to make enough on the cheaper land to average a profit until the ag economy recovered. That plan's not working. FarmDoc projects a $30 an acre loss for growing corn this year and a $75 an acre loss for growing corn and $50 an acre loss for growing soybeans in 2021. Lower prices eventually bleed into crop insurance guaranteed prices so that they cover a smaller portion of the actual production cost. Don't think that the bankers are going to miss that fact. Farm banks in general are in good shape, having well managed their loan portfolio risk. Farmers coming off of good times had also built up equity that is taking a while to drain until the financial stress comes to bear. This particularly weighs on young farmers who have not had time to build equity. Bankruptcies outside of the dairy industry are starting to pick up as equity drains. Farmers have been aggressively refinancing debt for operating cash at low interest rates, but losses are losses and any debts are hard to pay when losing money. A large number took advantage of deferring payments. The interest does not stop, however. Technology, scale, rising trendline yields are not enough, except in the most exceptional instances, to tip the scale to profit. When farmers are not covering costs now and who have refinanced a couple of times, take 2021 cash flows to the banker, they should be ready for an uncomfortable conversation. Bankers are asking them how long that they should finance operations who have not made money in years. Can they do this for another 2 to 3? What does the stress test look like? Lenders are evaluating. Farmers with high equity are seeing it drained. They may not be candidates for bankruptcy, but they will have tough decisions to make depending on their age. There is a 29-year corn price cycle. The corn market spends a number of years basing $2 corn, during which end users make money and the demand base expands. At some point, critical mass is reached and there is a liftoff for higher corn prices. Then drought or another factor, such as the ethanol industry, kicks in and prices rise to profitable levels. That could take 4 years yet. At the top of the 29-year corn price cycle, high prices cure high prices, and supply expands on the profitability. The balance then tips and prices fall. Then they have to find support at a new lower plateau, or demand can build again. We are now in the basing period for the next cycle that could extend for some time yet. My concern is that despite cheap corn prices that are unprofitable to producers, that no one using corn is making any money either. I am concerned that the growth process for U.S. corn demand is not functioning, and it is becoming undermined further in the global market by competitors playing under different rules because of currencies. I find this alarming. I don't see that shared by some farmers to the degree warranted in their lack of response. The 5 million acre reduction in corn planted acreage helps. Brazil, however, will make that up profitably. Who here is going to cut acres next year? Older farmers need their equity for retirement. Are they going to be around long enough for the next recovery and profit cycle? Dr. Elwin Taylor predicts the next major Corn Belt drought on or about 2025. He says that drought will be akin to the 1930s. That could mean another 4 crop seasons yet if you have bushels or can raise them in a drought before something significantly pulls us out of this hole that is currently getting dug deeper. Be honest, ethanol, trade, currencies, none of those trends are friendly and appear poised to take the upturn that we need. The federal coffers are being drained and aid adds to federal debt dollar for dollar. Farm bankruptcies through March 2020 were up 42% in Midwest states. That was pre-COVID-19 pandemic. The CARES Act aid payments help, but it takes profitability that the ag sector still finds a scarcity of to arrest the financial slide. Farmers that ask about the size and timing of the next aid check are in a survival mode. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.